Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected on today. Make no mistake about it, I say it every single week. It's a joy to have you connected, and I appreciate all of you that support this podcast, that help us to do what we do every single, and I mean every single week. Thank you. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Let me know how you heard about this podcast, and I want you to share the link with as many people as you can. The link is where you can encourage it to other people. Some people need to have strategy so they're not out here wandering and moving without progress. And so I think as a leader, leaders encourage other leaders. So share with others. And then, of course, as you follow me, let me know where you're from. If you're a first timer, just let me know that you're connected. It would mean a lot to me to hear from you. And my Instagram page is where we communicate and share. And I appreciate you. And I also go to josephwalker3.org. If you want to find out when I will be in your city, if you have us to come and do a workshop, we'd love to do it. Love to teach leaders, love to get on Zooms and empower other leaders. I just love to do it. So hope you'll do that. It'll be a blessing. And I just appreciate you so very, very much. Know that I do. And I'm grateful. I'm telling you, I am grateful for you. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go over there and check it out. It'll be a blessing to you and yours. I hope you will support it. It's a great community. And we talk about everything from balancing life to marriage to business to time management to being successful, what it takes, all those different things. It'll really be a blessing. So go check it out. And I assure you, you will not be disappointed. Today, we're going to talk about something that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, I just think that it's important for us to think about the importance of our personal happiness. And that's why I want to talk about your personal happiness matters. As a leader, it is really admirable. It speaks to your character when you are able to deny yourself, when you're able to say, you know what, it's about the people, not about me. That is really humility. That is the essence of sacrifice and service. That is really what Jesus says, if a man desires to follow me, he should take up his cross, deny himself. But I want you to hear this, and all of that is important. But Jesus is not saying to deny yourself and take up your cross is to forsake your personal happiness. There are a lot of people that are out there doing what they're doing, but they have sacrificed their personal happiness on the altar of having to get something done. Your personal happiness matters. It matters to the success and viability of that vision. It matters to your team and their morale. Let me help you understand something. Your personal happiness is so important. I want you to really write this down. I want you to really remember this. If nothing else, I'm going to give you the first one out the gate. You must matter. I had to learn this lesson the hard way. I was at a point where I was moving around. I was making decisions for everybody else. I can't do that because I have a meeting here. I can't do that because they're depending on me. I can't do that. And all the things that I could not do were taking time out for myself, pausing and being able to go to the spa or go and, you know, feed my spirit or go and take a trip. And I was neglecting me on the altar of trying to be what I thought was the kind of leader available for people. And then it hit me. They were not neglecting themselves for the vision for me. When it was time for them to take their vacation, time for them to take their trips, they were saying, hey, I'm out. I'll be gone. So I think it's important for you to understand you matter. As Greg McEwen says in his book, Essentialism, you are the asset. You have to protect the asset. You have to do that. You matter. And so as a consequence, I just think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to take time, begin reassessing things, looking at your life, and then looking at the decisions you're making around self-care and asking yourself, am I presenting the kind of leadership that says I matter? Let me tell you what else is important. Your productivity matters. See, your productivity is a direct result of your believing, watch this, that you matter. When a person is happy, when a person feels valued, when you realize that you matter, your productivity gets better. You produce at a higher level. You're making, you know, more things occur because you're not doing it begrudgingly. You're not doing it low-key depressed. You're doing it because you're happy to be involved in something that's big. So your productivity matters to it. That's why it's important that you always make sure you're doing things to make you happy. If it's going to the spa, if it's, you know, going to get an ice cream cone, if it's taking a spontaneous trip, if it's just pulling away from everything and saying, I just want to take a few days for me. I mean, it's okay to do that because without doing that, you know, and I say it oftentimes, if you don't come apart, you will come apart. So you have to make sure you have a system in place where you can continuously take care of you. Because see, even when you do that, you'll find out not only, watch this, not only is your productivity better, but your discernment gets better. You're able to delineate between who's with you and who's not. You have a sense of spirits around you and what's going on. When you are happiest, it's when you're happiest and not begrudging and you're not walking around bitter and pensive, walking around angry, but you walk around free and happy and knowing that everything is on all cylinders and everybody's walking in their God-given purpose and your team is efficient and things are happening and you are happy, man. You know what happens? When you're like that, man, your discernment is so clear. It's not convoluted by all the other issues that are going on in your life. So I think that's why it's so important to make certain that you do not sacrifice your personal happiness on the altar of trying to get something done. You see, when you are happy, number four is that you have more to give, right? It's amazing. You're not drained. You're not over the top frustrated, but you just realize I have much more that I can give because I'm in a good place. See, there's nothing like being in a good place emotionally and spiritually in your heart of hearts to say I'm happy. I may not be on the, you know, job that I want. I may not, you know, have the career path that I thought I would, but at the end of the day, I have to thank God, man, that I'm happy. That I'm not going to sacrifice it. I wake up and the joy of the Lord is all on me. I believe in personal happiness and not sacrificing that for anybody or anything. So make certain that when you are happy, you know, I have more of myself to give. Here's number five. You're easier to work with. Man, when you are happy, you create such an environment in the workplace where people enjoy working with you. Have you ever seen a situation where people are like, I don't want to work with that person. That's too difficult. They're always upset about something. What happens is that you will transfer your issues and your anger onto people who had nothing to do with it, create a toxic work environment where people say, I don't want to be involved or around that person. When in fact, it's not you, but it's what you experience. And you're trying to replicate that kind of thing so other people, you know, will have an experience not knowing that you're going to replicate the same pain, the same dysfunction. So I just think it's important, right? To make certain, man, that you're easy to work with. You have no regrets. People enjoy working with you. And that's why your personal happiness. I know when I come off a vacation or I take a little trip here or there or I stay at home and I just kind of pour into myself, my team loves working with me because I'm easy. I'm not snapping. I'm moving around. Sometimes when you're snapping and you're always, you know, on the borderline of just be doing something salacious to somebody and making an example, you begin to realize maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I need to step back for a little bit and take care of me so I don't allow this situation to get out of hand. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Hear me well. You got to be a person that's easy to work with. Easy to work with. And if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to turn into something you don't want to turn into. All right? Here is number six. Your peace depends on it. Let that sink in. Like when I wake up and I realize, listen, that my happiness matters and I'm going to do something to pour into myself. Do you know what that means? That means my peace is on the line. That means that I'm making decisions around my mental health, around my peace. And that's why I want to encourage you. That's why I want you to hear this today. Because as a next level leader, it's important. So if you listen to all of these different things that I've shared with you, you know, recognizing that one, you must matter, making certain that you are productive because your productivity, it gets better when you're happy. When you're happy, your discernment gets better, right? You have more to give of yourself. It's easier for you to work with others, and your peace is at an all-time high. Let me tell you why this is so important. Number 7, so you don't live with regrets. The last thing I want you to do as a next level leader is to sit around and neglect yourself, do all this stuff for everybody else. And it comes down to doing something for you. You didn't have time. And all of a sudden, you end up having regrets. I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Man, my mother would always tell me, go while you can. See the world. Do things with your children. Have no regrets. With all the things that we have shared today, all the things I poured into you, I hope you have received it. I hope and pray, I do, that you really can come to a place where you take care of you. Your personal happiness matters. At the end of the day, man, your organization, everything around it, it's only going to be as vibrant, it's only going to thrive as much as you allow it to. That's how you know. That's how you know big things are happening in within you, because you got to make sure that you stay happy. Listen, I hope this has blessed you. I really do. I hope that you have received this. This is one of the shorter podcasts, but I want it to be one of those that just really got to the point. And end of the day, it's about making certain that you take care of you. While you're driving now, what are you going to do today for yourself? What are you going to do this week for yourself? Do you feel like I don't have time to go to the spa? I don't have time to get a manicure, a pedicure. I don't have time to just take a 15-minute walk. Then if you don't have that kind of time, you need to evaluate what's wasting your time, because there is nothing more awesome, more powerful than taking care of you. That's what I want you to focus on as a next level leader. I want you to lock in on that, pay attention to it, and make sure the people that work with you enjoy working with you, that you don't show up and they're like, oh boy, here they come again, because you have not dealt with the personal things that people are dealing with every single day. You matter. As a next level leader, I need you to get up and go get it. I want to thank you. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. There you have it. Let me know. I want you to send me what you're going to do for you. How about that? This week, on my timeline, I want you to send me, this is what I'm going to do for myself this week. As a next level leader, here's how I'm going to pour into myself for what I'm going to do. I think it will be a blessing to read it. Make sure you follow me there, Joseph Walker 3. Go to my website, get our books and content. I shared that with you, how important it is to get that. And go out there on YouTube to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I have a wonderful podcast, and we believe it'll be a blessing to you. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. There's only one you. You're not invincible. You have to guard and protect what God is doing through you. If there's something I learned, listen to me. I learned this during the pandemic, that God could get this stuff done without us. But it gives us an opportunity and a privilege to be able to do it to His glory. And I am prayerful that you will heed the words of this particular episode. Take some time and take care of you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you've been blessed. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.